This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Gatesworth sponsors this segment, Finest in Senior Living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa, 170 in Del Mar, one McKnight Place, the answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. The food is outstanding. The activities are great. The Gatesworth, the finest in senior living. We are not seeing the finest of the St. Louis Cardinals lately, Dan. They've lost nine out of their last 11, including three in a row, and they're actually in fourth place as we speak. What do you think?
Well, I think with the exception of Goldschmidt, who's a really nice player and is a first baseman, I don't think their team is altogether different than what it was last year. And their problem last year, as it's been for several years, is they beat themselves too often. They just don't play great defense. And that stuff, you know, that comes back to haunt you. And during this streak, they haven't played very good defense. They've beaten themselves a few times. They give teams extra outs. They turn into big innings. But I'd say the one disappointing surprise, really, to me, is that their young starting pitchers have struggled as much as they have.
By the way, Pittsburgh lost last night, so the Cardinals were back in third place, 22-19. What would you do with Dakota Hudson? I know he's got a great future, minor league pitcher of the year. Looks like he's out of central casting to be a big-time starter. Not performing yet. Austin Gomber, who's 4-0 with great strikeouts-to-walk ratio. Would you flip-flop those or you stay with Dakota?
Yeah, I would stay with Dakota Hudson, who I like a lot, and I thought he pitched pretty well in his last start. He gave up the three runs early, but then settled down and pitched really well. I'd also like to see them stick with a pitcher for more than five innings. I mean, you know, the funny thing about baseball now is because it's so strategized and so analyzed and there's so many stats, excuse me, it's like managers today, and it's not, I'm not just talking about Mike Schilt, everybody does it. It's managers now feel they can manipulate the game much more than they used to. I mean, Red Shaney's put his lineup out there every day, and he'd stick with him. And if it was a pitcher he had faith in, he'd stick with him. You know, he wouldn't come out and get him in the fourth inning as soon as he got into any kind of trouble. But in baseball today, it's like managers and management feel like they can impact the game and manipulate the game because they have all this information that tells them, oh, this guy's absolutely horrible against right-handed pitchers or right-handed hitters with a mustache. So, you know, I should bring in this guy in this situation. You know, I don't.
Well, couldn't you argue that John Gant would be a better option in the fifth inning coming in throwing 96 than seeing Dakota Hudson for the third time?
No, I wouldn't argue that. I mean, you could argue that John Gant would be a good option in the rotation. I'm not sure. I really like John Gant. I thought he would be in their starting five. But, pitchers used to pitch nine innings. I mean, John Tudor in 1985 he started 1-7. And he finished 21-7 or 21-8.
Yeah, he went 20-1.
Yeah, 20-1. And over the last 210 innings, he had a 1.37 ERA. But the point I was getting to, he had 14 complete games and 10 shutouts.
Wow.
So, put yourself in here. I mean, John Tudor, if every time he got into a little bit of trouble in the fifth inning, his manager said, oh, well, you know, the stats show that third time around he's not going to be as good, and I'm going to go get him. I mean, if a pitcher's good, he's going to be good. the third time around as well as the second and the first time around. It's just that's the way. I know the statistics don't bear that out, and
I think
that's what people pay attention to now. But I mean, if you got a stud. I mean, what, you know, Max Scherzer doesn't come out in the fifth inning as soon as he. How is
yeah,
a pitcher?
Yeah, but how many Max Scherzers are there?
Yeah, but he would never become Max Scherzer if he was handled that way. I mean, if you got a pitcher like Flaherty or Hudson, and you think they're going to be good, and you want them to develop into a top notch starting pitcher, what does it really make sense to go get them and with two outs in the fourth inning or fifth inning because they just loaded the bases or? They have runners at second and third with one. I mean, give them a chance.
Should mention to everybody, today we are giving away a pair of Blues tickets to the Bud Light Party Zone for Wednesday night's game.
Yeah, it's going to be game three. We're giving away two tickets. So it's actually going to be across these 2 days. We're going to be downtown. We're going to be here at Sunset Hills today. We're going to be at downtown Maggie O'Brien's tomorrow. And so you're going to have 2 days to get down here, sign up, name and phone number. You're going to put it in the box. And then on Wednesday we will draw the name. You'll get two tickets to the Bud Light Party Zone for Game 3. And all you got to do, again, is just come down here to Maggie O's, either Sunset Hills or downtown, today or tomorrow. And you get two entries if you come in Blues gear. And you can also enter online by going to Maggie O'Brien's Facebook and Twitter accounts.
Very nice.
So all these ways to win. Again, two tickets to Game 3.
I was going to, you know, argue about the this team this year being better than last year's team. But when you think about it, okay, you're better at first base. You're the same or even worse now at second. You're a little better at short. You're worse at third. Same at catcher. Jose's the same. Marcel's a little better. And then in center field, you don't really know. You're probably worse because Bader played a little better than what we're getting now. So,
yeah, I mean.
You have a better closer.
When you look at their team, they only have, if Bader's not playing, they only have one above average defensive player, and that's Molina.
I'm sorry.
You have two. You have Molina, who's a terrific defensive catcher, which is important to have a good defensive catcher. Then your next best defensive player is your first baseman.
Now, I have to tell you, Paul DeJong.
He's better. He's better.
He's above average shortstop as we speak.
I wouldn't agree
with
that.
The metrics certainly show that he is.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's making all the plays.
I'm not disparaging him. I'm just saying I think he's a capable
You don't think Colton Wong is an above average defender?
Colton Wong's capable of spectacular plays, but then he'll take a ground ball and throw it in
errors.
The stands.
Yeah.
So and the other problem with Colton Wong is he hasn't shown that he can hit on a regular basis as a regular player. So I don't care if he's the greatest defensive player in the world. He's not going to play if he hits 220.
Yeah, that's why they throw Jairo Munoz in there and he gets three hits and he's hitting 370. I think, who knows?
But, you know, you look at they've got a poor defensive player in right field. They've got, right now, at best, an average center fielder. And then they've got I would still argue, poor defensive player in left field. That's your outfield. Then you've got a third baseman who you had moved from third base to first base because he wasn't a very good third baseman, who's now back to playing third base. And Paul DeJong has gotten, I think, much better. I'll give you that he's at least, maybe he's a little bit above average. I still don't think he covers a ton of ground, but he certainly handles the plays he gets to. So you're fine there. But your second baseman, you don't know about. And then your best other defensive player is your first baseman. Where, I mean, if you played on softball teams, you know you had seven first basemen on your team. You know.
And then the team to beat in this division, I mean, are we back to Chicago again?
I think so. I mean, they've got to get their bullpen straightened out. But I still think they have the best roster in the division.
All right, let me get a quick golf thought from you. PGA Championship about to happen this week. You said there's some an interesting bet out there for Tiger Woods
in the
Grand Slam.
Well, yeah, you know the guy who won all the money at the Masters who bet, I forget what he bet.
Yeah, like what was
80,
that
000.
Bet?
He bet like 80,000 on Tiger, and then won
6
over $1 million. Yeah,
which is pretty crazy, by the way. at that time to say, I'm going to bet $80,000.
Well, yeah, who's going to? Yeah, I don't have $80,000 to bet. But, yeah, you have to be crazy and have a lot of money to do that to begin with. But I just was reading that guy now has made a bet on Tiger to win the Grand Slam. And I was with some people yesterday talking about it, and they were saying, wow, what a crazy bet. It's really not that crazy a bet. I think the odds are 100-1 on Tiger winning a Grand Slam. But, you know, he's won the Masters. The PGA is at Bethpage Black, where he has won a U.S. Open. The U.S. Open's at Pebble Beach, where he had a record-breaking win of the U.S. Open. And then the British Open's at Royal Port Rush, which nobody has played Royal Port Rush yet. So that's that's a flip of the coin there.
Do we know what he's bet on this, by the way, on this?
I don't know what he bet. The odds were 100-1.
Yeah, so he's bet to win $10 million. So I'm guessing he put down, is it 100-1? So he's put down 100 grand, I guess.
Yeah.
He's put down 85,000 to win that 1.19.
1.1
at the Masters.
Yeah. Wow. But that's not a crazy bet, because Tiger has shown throughout his career that he wins on he tends to win on a golf course multiple times. So he's won at Bethpage, he's won at Pebble Beach, and nobody's played Royal Port Rush for the British Open, so who knows?
All right, we got a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Dan's book and a little bit more blues conversation. If you'd like to be a part of the program, Maryville University sponsors our listener lines, 855-282-8255. Go to maryville.edu for more information about that lovely campus in town and country. And if you are looking for a car, look no further than the Bomarito Automotive family. Go to bomarito.com. 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. They sell over 30,000 cars a year. Over 30,000 cars a year. That's the most in the state of Missouri. The Bomarito Automotive family, where price sells cars. We'll be right back after this.